From CTS Productions and Serene Media, this is Two Girls, One Name. There is a reason that we call it that. My name is Serena.
No, my name is Serena.
Okay, S-A-R-I-N-A.
Yeah, I think you've got the spelling a little bit wrong.
Well, no, because I'm S-E-R-E-N-A. So
right.
You
well,
can't possibly be.
So am I. I am Serena. Alexia.
I am not playing it.
You just did.
No, I said I am not biting on that.
Yeah, well, you just said by opening your mouth, you...
No, I'm just acknowledging that I'm not biting on it.
Oh, you poor baby.
Shut up!
Oh my god, this show has quickly gone off the rails. So, let's see if we can get it back on track. I am, for all of you listening, I am the Radio Kid.
And I am like my full set of co-host. I am DJ Saffron.
I'm dying over here. I can't stop.
No, my falsetto was intentional.
Oh my god, I can't stop laughing. Why don't you introduce this?
So, we're going to start off with... Oh, you're listening to WRAQ 92.7 LP, Angelica Community Radio. Angelica, New York. Oh, it's WRAQ LP. Sorry, guys. Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York, WRAQ.org. And... I would thank Global Community Radio, but we're not on there or any other affiliates.
Jake!
So up first, we're going to start off with Alan Sherman with Alan Yetto. Why? I heard this once on a station that called itself Infinity Radio. I won't go down that rabbit hole because that's a bit of a crazy story. And I thought it was a hilarious parody to Alouetta. And I actually thought he was saying Alan, like first name, Yetta, last name.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But then we got to a point where anytime that I said why, my old broadcasting partner Phil would emphasize because, and then we'd just go into Alan Yetta, Yetta.
Oh my god, that's great.
And my friend Brandon Heinrich at the time got in on that too.
Oh lord. And after that, we're going to hear another Alan Sherman song. This one, The 12 Days of Christmas. First song I ever heard on Legends 990 WLGZ. And just really interesting, most hilarious thing I'd ever heard.
Well, the title's wrong. It's actually The 12 Gifts of Christmas.
Oh, all right. Well.
So since the question came from me last time, I'm going to do one based on this song. What is the best Christmas gift that you ever received?
Ooh, good question.
2g1nradio@gmail.com is what you want to send this email to. 2, letter G, 1, letter N, radio@gmail.com. Now that said... Thank you guys just so much for listening while I've got time to play with. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. And love you.
And we have one other person to say hello to. Hello, Lori. And that being said, I hope you enjoy.
Sit together watching TV every single night, munching popcorn from a dish while observing Dorothy Gish.
Dorothy Gish!
Dorothy Gish!
What a dish!
What a dish! Al and Yetta couldn't have it better. Their TV set has remote control, so they both can stay in bed with Frankenstein and Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed!
Stay in bed!
Dorothy Gish!
What a dish! Fans of Artlink Letta, and they love to sing along with Mitch. They just found in TV Guide reruns of December Bride.
December Bride.
TV Guide.
Mr. Ed.
Stay in bed.
Dorothy Gish.
What a dish. They're big fans of Gunsmoke and Bonanza, and Ben Casey and Dr. Jim Kildare, and third reruns of Millionaire, and fourth reruns of Yogi Bear.
Millionaire,
Yogi Bear,
December Bride,
TV Guide,
Mr. Ed,
Stay in Bed, What a Dish. Alan Yetta loved to watch Loretta when she enters through her fancy door. They just love the real McCoys, Walter Cronkite and the Bowery Boys.
Bowery Boys,
real McCoys,
Millionaire,
Yogi Bear,
December Bride,
TV Guide,
Mr. Ed,
Stay in Bed,
What a
Dish. Al got wrinkly watching Huntley Brinkley and College Bowl on Sunday afternoons. While they both watch Meet the Press, Yetta yearns for Elliot Ness.
Elliot Ness,
Meet the Press,
Bowery Boys,
Real McCoys,
Millionaire,
Yogi Bear,
December Bride,
TV Guide,
Mr. Ed,
Stay in Bed, What a Dish. Alan Yetta watched an operetta. Leonard Bernstein told them what they saw. They both shouted, Hail Bernstein. Then they switched to What's My Line. What's My Line? Meet the Press,
Bowery Boys,
Real McCoys,
Millionaire,
Yogi Bear,
December Bride,
TV Guide,
Mr. Ed,
Stay in Bed, What a Dish. Al told Yetta something that upset her. He said, Dear, our picture tube has blown. Yetta answered, Woe is me, for tonight we shall not see. What's My Line? Meet the Press,
Bowery
Boys, Real McCoys,
Millionaire,
Yogi Bear,
December
Bride, TV Guide,
Mr. Ed,
Stay in Bed, What a Dish. Television set. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet,
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be. And it has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic birdbath,
all that other stuff
and a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clogs
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange
An automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
Protein combination manager, scissors and cigarette lighter.
Pair of teak wood shower clogs.
Indoor plastic bird bath.
A pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it.
Hammered aluminum nutcracker.
Statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
Simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor.
Radio. Merry Christmas, everybody!
On the first day of Christmas, my co-host stole my name.
And my co-host got some coal under her tree. Oh, this is Two Girls, One Name. And you just heard two Alan Sherman songs. The 12 Gifts of Christmas by Alan Sherman.
And then Alan Yetta, which I at first just thought was a fun little parody of Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. You're listening to Two Girls, One Name on WRAQLP, Angelica, New York, 92.7 Angelica Community Radio. And sadly, you're not listening to it on Global Community Radio and other affiliates. Jake! Yeah. All right.
So that being said, my name is Serena.
My name is Serena, and you keep dreaming. Just keep dreaming.
I'll be dreaming of you,
tonight.
Exactly. Seriously. Yeah. I'm serious. Like a heart attack.
All right. No, you can't be serious. He died in the fifth book.
Hey, that's my joke. All right, up next is going to be Creedence Clearwater Revival, because this fortunate son appeared in one of my favorite movies, Forrest Gump, that I liked as a kid.
After that, you're going to hear The Birds, Turn, Turn, Turn. This was on cassette tape. I went to Camp Smile, my first year of Camp Smile, 1995. All of the teenagers had these cassette tape machines, and one of them brought in the Forrest Gump soundtrack, and this song came on. She hands me the headphones, the song comes on, and I didn't know it, but I'm literally screaming at the top of my lungs, I love this stuff! I love this stuff! And she takes the headphones from me, and she's like, let me imitate you and show you how you sound, because I don't think you can hear yourself.
I thought you were going to play the feather theme.
No.
Do you know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The thing in the venue where it's like do 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 do. It's a bit of piano score.
Okay. Alright.
2G1NRadio at gmail.com. 2 letter G, 1 letter N, RADIO at gmail.com. What is the best gift you ever got for Christmas? Now that being said, enjoy.
Cheese! to everything turn. There is a season turn, and their time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time.
How the heck did that happen?
I don't know. We were planning, and then we were talking, and then we were back.
Time flies. This is WRAQ 92.7 Angelica Community Radio, Angelica, New York, and you are listening to it on Two Girls, One Name. Just kidding.
Right. Yeah, just reverse it, and you get the right thing.
Yes.
Come on.
Losing my head and my religion.
Yeah. Oh, I was just gonna go there, but okay. Yes.
That being said, my name is Serena.
No, my name is Serena. Now cut it out.
Can't you cut it out? Intro right back.
That's funny.
You know, okay. I forget what that's a reference to. Would you cut it out? Oh, Rafiki.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So I'm playing Tim McGraw. Indian Outlaw, because it mentions Chippewa, and I thought that had something to do with chips.
Oh my god, that's funny. I am playing REO Speedwagon, Taken on the Run, my mother's favorite REO Speedwagon song, but when I was a kid, it wasn't REO Speedwagon, I always thought it was Oreo Speedwagon, until a mobility teacher in the 9th grade corrected me and told me I should be ashamed of myself.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Now, I'm just going to preface my next pick in the next set by saying this. I have a little issue, and I think you can kind of explain what it is a little bit better than I can, because I can't really put things into words.
Okay, are you going where I think you're going with the music?
Yes.
Okay, where, like, okay, sometimes when Serena is really tired, like, she'll hear a song and she'll either get the words mixed up or she'll think it's another completely different song.
Or if two things are happening, they'll kind of happen together, as was the case with Bent Fabric and Serena.
And Serena, yep.
And this actually happened with, I'm just going to preface this. I thought that my stepdad was listening to a song we're playing next week by KSM, but he was actually listening to Take It on the Run.
Right,
so keep that condition in mind next time. 2g1nradio@gmail.com. What was your favorite gift for Christmas? 2g1nradio. Enjoy.
Outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. Oh, she's a one of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw. The village chicken is my pawpaw. He gets his orders from my mama. She makes him walk the line. You can find me in my wigwam. I'll be beating on my tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke you some. Hey, and pass it around, 'cause I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind. I ain't looking for trouble. We can ride my pony double, make your little heart bubble, or like a glass of wine. I remember the medicine man. He caught running water in my hands, drugged me around by my headband, said I wasn't her kind. 'Cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind. I can kill a deer or a buffalo with just my arrow and my hickory bow. From 100 yards, don't you know, wow, I do it all the time. They all gather around my teepee, late at night trying to catch a peek of me. And nothing but my buffalo briefs, I got them standing in line. 'Cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind.
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die.
From a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. Eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when.
it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the guns, or you take it on the run.
Yes, we are.
And this is Two Girls, One Name here on Global Community Radio, Channel 2.
Wait, whoops.
What?
Oops. Did you make a secret deal with Jake that I didn't know about?
No, I did not make a secret deal with Jake.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, if you've gotten Jake out of his long well, you know, that's pretty impressive.
I don't know how I could get
Jake
out of his long well.
I don't know. Jake, get out of your long well and put us on the air.
All right. So that being said, you're actually listening to us on WRAQ on 92.7.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So that syndrome kept in mind from last time. Remind him what it was.
Yes, so where Serena either, when she's tired, either mishears things, or thinks that songs are other songs, or
combines something that I hear with something that I'm reading.
Correct.
So, in this case, it's the mishear. I was listening to Big Bob's Memory Lane. The song is called Corina Corina by Ray Peterson. And I didn't hear Corina Corina. Why don't you take a stab at what I heard?
I already know what you heard. You heard Serena Serena.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of you. And then, so up next, that's your pick.
Alright, so my pick after that is going to be Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising. This is where I heard something instead. Instead of Bad Moon Rising, I heard Bathroom Ride. So, like, there's a bathroom on the ride, or there's a, you know, I see the bathroom riding, and there's, like, a riding bathroom. And my six-year-old brain thought nothing of this.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could interpret Bad Moon Rising as someone sticking their butt in your face.
Oh! Wow! Yeah, true. True. Yes, you could. Oh! I never thought of that, but okay.
That being said, 2G1N radio at gmail.com, 2G, 1N, RADIO at gmail.com. Enjoy.
I love Corina. Tell the world I do. I love Corina. Tell the world I do. I pray every night she'll learn to love me too. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina. I love you so. Oh, little darling, where you been so long? Oh, little darling, where you been so long? I ain't had no love since you've been gone. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina. I left Corina way across the sea. Oh me, I left Corina way across the sea. If you see Corina, send her home to me. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina. Corina, Corina.
I feel a bad name rising.
Oh well, I know a girl who stole my name.
And looks I, like no, she... no, let me just sing this next part.
Go ahead.
I hear the radio kid lying.
Looks like Serena Mary won't be the same. Whoa. Don't look now tonight. She's bound to take it right. Serena Mary stole my name. Woo!
You're horrible.
That's my job.
Don't make me come over there.
you wouldn't know how.
I can easily punch Oswego into my Uber.
Good luck making it over here.
It's not that hard. And neither is telling you that you're listening to Two Girls, One Man on WRAQ and possibly other affiliates, hopefully maybe soon on Global Community Radio. Jake!
Yes.
That being said, up next is going to be James Taylor with Traffic Jam. Two words. My father always used to spoken word this gosh darn thing. The chorus, too. The thing about there being a traffic jam. I mean, and the word damn, I guess, is not that bad.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, he used to say damn, traffic jam, too late. And he was used to spoken word that. You do not spoken word a James Taylor song.
No, but he probably would.
My brother always used to take out the How I Hate You late, so you don't do that either.
Oh, God, all right. No comment. All right, after that we're going to hear 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. This has some spoken word stuff in it, too, that my TVI, teacher for the visually impaired, every time we'd plan something like a lesson or something we were going to do or try to resolve something, she would say, make a little plan, Stan, and you get on the bus, Gus. And she would recite the whole thing.
Boy. Freaking. Bay.
Uh-huh. And then, do we need to, because this is set 5, do we need to double?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
TV1NRadio@gmail.com. 2 letters, TV1NRADIO@gmail.com. What is your favorite Christmas gift? If we needed to double up, I would have said we only have one more round.
That's not the case, so
enjoy.
Damn this traffic jam, how I hate to be late. It hurts my motor to go so slow. Damn this traffic jam, time I get home my supper will be cold. Damn this traffic jam. Well, I left my job about 5 o'clock. It took 15 minutes to go 3 blocks. Just in time to stand in line with the freeway looking like a parking lot. Damn this traffic jam, how I hate to be late. It hurts my motor to go so slow. Damn this traffic jam, time I get home my supper will be cold. Damn this traffic jam. Now I almost had a heart attack. Looking in my rearview mirror, I saw myself the next car back. Looking in the rearview mirror, about to have a heart attack. I said, damn, this traffic jam, how I hate to be late. It hurts my motor to go so slow. Time I get home, my supper will be cold. Damn, this traffic jam. Now when I die, I don't want no coffin. I thought about it all too often. Just strap me in behind the wheel and bury me with my automobile. Damn, this traffic jam, how I hate to be late. It hurts my motor to go so slow. Damn this traffic jam, time I get home my sub will be cold. Damn this traffic jam. Damn. Now I used to think that I was cool, running around on fossil fuel, until I saw what I was doing was driving down the road to ruin.
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
I should have been paying better attention, but we got caught up in garbage. We're back.
Yes, we are. We are back. Well, it's better than being forward.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was forward with you when I asked you to be my girlfriend.
Well, yeah, you were.
But it worked.
It worked. Hey, I'd rather be asked in a forward way than have somebody beat around the bush. You know why? Because I hate bushes. Especially George W., but we won't go there.
What about the drink?
The drink?
Like Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, you mean that firm my father used to wear. My father? Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that one either. So there you go. This is two girls, one name on WRAQ. 92.7 Angelica Community Radio, and wishfully, hopefully, wistfully,
maybe
on Global Community Radio.
That's awesome. You're
the other brilliant Jake. Come on, Longwell. Oh, God.
I can't believe we just did that
either, but we did. Oh, my God.
Oh,
mercy me. All right. We should probably do our last set of music before they come after us.
Because we only have
one more round.
So, I'm playing James Taylor with Your Smiling Face. because this is the intro to my love song show, Serena's Serenade. Why do I have this as an intro? Because it kind of reminds me of the S Club 7. It's just like, don't stop, never give up. And it's like, whenever I see your smiling face, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Actually, I never noticed that until you mentioned it. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I've always called the, what have I always called it?
The cheesy 70s sitcom intro.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. And then after that, you're going to hear Vitamin C with Smile. This came out in one of the best summers of my life, 1999. And my cousin from Texas, I was singing it. I had it in my head one day. We were in the swimming pool. And my cousin from Texas says, now, what kind of a hootenanny song is that? Michael. Alright.
2G1N radio at gmail.com. 2 letter G, 1 letter N, radio at gmail.com. What was your favorite Christmas gift? Enjoy!
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself. Because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it would grow stronger every day. Long before I met you, now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la.
Watch it. Your face and greet one and all.
Life, it ain't easy. Oh, it's so tough. It ain't easy.
What you gonna do, say, what you gonna do?
Put a smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Smile.
And I am the Queen of Hearts, your Lady of Love, and this is...
are you... Serena Serenade? Are you sure you're okay?
Wait, it's not Serena Serenade. What about the James Taylor track that I just played?
Well, yeah, but remember, that was followed by another track. This isn't Serena Serenade. This is Two Girls, One Name. And it's on WRAQ, LP, Angelica, New York. And sadly, it's not on Global Community Radio, another affiliate.
Jake.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, my name is Serena, not Corina, not Katrina, not Sabrina.
And definitely not Christina.
Or Marina.
Oh, right. No, it's... Well, Serena. My name is also... Serena. So there you go.
Okay, Jeremy.
Okay, Max.
Excuse me.
Hey, you went there.
What did you call me?
Yep.
What did you call me?
I called you by a former name, just like you did to me.
You failed.
So do you.
You straight up failed. You don't pass. You failed.
Right. So do you.
You just heard the cheesy 70s sitcom intro to my love song show, Your Smiling Face.
And after that, you heard Vitamin C, Smile. Now, what kind of hootenanny song is that? Okay, Michael. My cousin lives in Texas, which is why I stay far away from him in New York.
All right. Instead, we'd like to thank Don for letting us broadcast on WRAQ.
Yes.
We'd like to thank Nikki for listening.
Yes. Hi, Nikki, super fan.
Mm-hmm. And we'd like to thank Lori for also listening. Now, am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so. You know, I really don't think that you are forgetting anything. You know, No, you're not forgetting anything. No.
What about the something in Dundee or something like that?
You mean this Global Community Radio and other affiliates, Jake, that is actually not really relevant because they're not picking us up.
Exactly.
So,
it's like,
it's like that. You know, it's like when you're a child and you really want that candy bar, right?
Yeah.
And the mean parent says you can't have this candy bar.
It's like having a hut and calling it a town.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
2G1N radio@gmail.com. 2NRADIO@gmail.com. What was your favorite Christmas gift? 2G1N radio stands for two girls, one name, and that name is